What have you seen for this Vikings defense?
They're very, very comfortable in the, in their scheme. And, you know, when you're playing a team like this, as far as, you know, how they disguise, how fast they play, how they rally to the football, and, you know, you just have to make sure that you're on your A game, and that you're firing on all cylinders, being very alert with everything that they're throwing at us, and, you know, we just have to have answers for it.
How do you guys think you might be better prepared or equipped to deal with their pass pressure or pass rush from last year?
Well, it's a different year. Two different teams. You know, they're still a good team. You know, we just have to be, like I said, on our A game. You know, it's nothing any different, you know, as far as, you know, how our approach is going to be. We still want to attack those guys. You know, they exploited some mismatches we had last year and got after the quarterback or myself a lot. You know, I had to do a better job of getting the ball out of my hands, and I plan on doing that. And just having a better plan this year.
How do you feel about what Matt Khalil's played for you guys this year?
What kind of question is that?
How Matt's played for you, protecting you on your blind side.
You're doing good.
Your impressions of how he's played?
He's playing good. Okay. Yeah.
Cam, after Sunday's game, you said as a whole team you needed to be playing cleaner. Right. Is that something you worked on today in practice? Is that something you can work on in practice?
Or it is. It is. It's just the tempo in practice is you know, just the overall flow, you know, and like I said, with all phases, I really can't speak on the defense. I can't speak on the special teams. But as it all comes together on Sunday, you know, we just have to be more cleaner, you know, and I mean that by protecting the football on offense, being where you're supposed to be defensively as well as offensively, and just getting after it and, you know, understanding the plan and the task at hand and making the most of each and every opportunity.
And how nice to get Greg back at least to practice today, and what does that mean for you guys as an offense?
Well, you know, my fingers are still crossed. You know, he's been practicing for the last couple of weeks, and I just hope that he has enough strength, you know, so he can play. But, you know, we know what Greg brings to this offense, and I don't think nothing else needs to be said.
Cam, obviously an important stretch of the season for you guys. How nice is it to have that stretch at home, though, especially these next few?
It's rather nice, and we just got to keep that as being our edge, you know, playing in front of the, you know, our fans and, you know, giving them things to cheer about. So, you know, we're making sure we do it. We're holding up our end of the bargain. And I know come Sunday, you know, our Panther faithful will do the same.
Has a captain been able to give you any insight into the Vikings defense at all?
We have our insight strategies and techniques that we want to pull from. He may or may not be one of the sources. So. That's it. Thank you.